Good morning.
Wake up.
You're on iMornings.
With Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Welcome along. It's Breakfast Rolled. It's our podcast of the show that happened today, the 1st of September 2025. And they usually say, white rabbits, white rabbits, white rabbits. That's what you've got to say before you talk to anyone. And I completely forgot this morning. But sure, look, we went on and we had a lot of fun this morning, including what Gen Zers don't like in movies these days. Apparently, they're not into sex.
It's Cooper and Una who are dressed this morning. Thanks be to God. Speak for yourself. Here, speaking of being undressed, Gen Zers have spoke up, Una, and they want TV and movies to show less sex.
What?
Yeah, they want less sex. So 47% of Gen Zs want less sex in movies and TV shows. They reckon that they believe it's overused in TV shows and stuff, and it doesn't add to the storyline. And you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't add to the storyline.
It does add to the storyline. Oh my God. It adds so much authenticity to it.
Oh God. We don't need, like, so like if you're watching a, you know, an action movie with everything going on to it, we don't need a scene, you know, with honking and bonking going on. Do you know?
No.
I mean,
maybe not in action, but like in a period drama romance, you need the honking and bonking. Oh. You need the how's your father. You need the horizontal hokey. You need the horizontal jogging. You know, that's censoring art.
It's art now.
It's art. Of course it's art.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
You can have that they're in a romantic relationship and they're whatever they're getting up to.
And no, it adds more because you bite into it more. You buy into it more.
Sorry, you bite?
Yeah, you buy into it more.
What are you biting into?
No, you buy into it more when there is passion and steaminess and romance. And it's nice to see people enjoying themselves having the lip as well.
Well, you're going to... Yeah, but then there's those awkward moments where you might be watching it with your mam.
Oh, that's weird. Get out of the room, like...
Who? Your mom?
You.
Who?
If you're watching it with your... Why would you be watching...
If you're just watching any TV show or movie and then there's a sex scene or anything like that, then it's just awkward if you're watching it with your mom. If you go to the movies with your mom, do you go to the cinema with your mom?
I have done, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. There's a scene on there and it's just like...
Yeah, but generally you're not watching these things with your mom or your dad. You're watching it by yourself.
It's like, you know, oh, yeah.
Mom, look at this. Oh, you're a weirdo.
You're the weirdo who goes... Watches
watch those types of movies.
You just said you did.
You're a strange man. You're a strange man. Anyway, Gen Zers, back off and leave the hokey pokey in the movies. That's what I'm saying.
Don't touch you in those blue movies.
They're not blue.
You're on iMornings
with Corradula.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
We then moved on to our survey says. What was our survey saying this morning? You all got involved in this. It was good fun.
iRadio
Survey Says
with Kevin Egan Cars.
Our survey says. What is our survey saying this morning, Donald?
This morning, 17% of Irish people say this is guaranteed to cheer them up when they're having a bad day.
Oh.
When you have a bad day, Cooper, what is it that gets you
going? Go for a walk.
Ah, yeah.
Go to the gym, just kind of like clear
the
head.
That's the first thing you think of when you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, because exercise is really good for your brain and stuff like that. And it's really good for your head.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. If you're having a bad... It's not like we're on this... us lot are in here saving lives, are we?
No.
We're pushing buttons.
Exactly. So, yeah.
It's like music, you know.
It's not the right answer, no. Oh. It makes sense, though, because you are correct in what you're saying.
Thank you. So I'm right and I win.
May I hear it again, please?
Yes. 17% of Irish people say this is guaranteed to cheer them up when they're feeling down, when they're having a bad day.
Oh, my God, isn't it?
I'm only joking.
No, you're not.
I am.
You're right. That will cheer you up.
No, but only 17% is going to be a lot more than that.
It'd be a higher percentage. You're right, yeah.
So is it something like, you know, buy something online and get a dopamine hit, however short that is?
Yeah, it's coming. Something's coming in the post.
Yeah.
No, it's not that, but it's good thinking. You do get the dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm. Does it look at pictures of their babies on their phone?
Oh, does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not that, no.
It always cheers me up.
Do you do that, Cooper?
My two hairy yolks.
No, oh, your kids.
Yeah, they're not babies anymore, so. To look at baby pictures of them. So, the way it used to be. I'm only messing. I know, I love looking at them.
No, not any of those answers.
Our survey says this morning, Donal.
Survey says 17% of Irish people say this is guaranteed to cheer them up when they're having a bad day. What is it?
A lot of people guessing this answer.
Morning all, happy Monday. Just wondering, something as simple as making someone a cup of tea or a cup of coffee.
Making somebody a cup of tea or coffee.
Morning, it's Ricky in Sligo. Will the answer to Scotty's Alley be drinking a cup of tea?
So, before we get his other guess, is this making a cup of tea?
It's not. That does cheer you up, but it's not the answer. I think that's a higher percentage.
A cup of tea is one of the best things, isn't it?
It's or
coffee
it's
instead.
It's not answers. No, not here for tea.
Yeah, I'm not here for tea. No.
Having babies ruined tea for you.
Yeah. Can't drink it ever since.
Oh, was it? Change the taste.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, look, give it 7 years. I know your taste buds change again every 7 years.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Maybe I like herbs and coriander in 7 years.
No, you're broken.
We can only
doubt
have
it.
Or maybe drinking a cup of tea and buying something online.
Buying something online. There you go. That's a great way.
Oh, yeah. Dopamine hit right there.
Yeah.
But it's very short-lived.
Yeah, and then you look at your bank account afterwards. You go, shouldn't have done that.
What was the last thing you bought online? Can you remember?
Yes, I can, actually. And I'm very angry. Because I haven't received it and I ordered it months and months and months ago.
This is the story of your life.
Yeah.
I ordered mine.
It's a food sensitivity test. So you get a strand of hair and you put it into this food sensitivity tester and it tells you the foods you shouldn't eat. So I've been waiting for this and I keep going on Instagram saying I still haven't got it and they're like, oh, you need to email us with all the details.
Was
and I'm it, like,
was this
no, that's just laziness on your
Instagram.
Part. Sorry?
Was it an ad on Instagram or something?
It was an ad on Instagram, but it's I put it into Trustpilot and it is a company.
All right.
Still.
Yeah. I bought a set of knives for way too much money and they've still not arrived yet, so
set of knives,
yeah, cooking knives, yeah,
okay,
yeah, but fool me because they're not here yet, so what can you do?
Look at us in our lives. You seeing how you're allergic to everything, which you are.
Yeah.
And Donald's ordering expensive Japanese chef knives.
I am, yes.
Yeah. Do you want to know the last thing I ordered?
Go on.
Filter for me fridge.
A filter for your fridge.
Yeah, for the water in the door.
Rock and roll.
Do you have one of those fancy ones?
Yeah, I got ice and everything in it.
Ooh.
Boom.
Yeah, I am jealous.
Crushes the ice too.
All right.
Yeah.
What tax bracket are you on?
Una, you know how much money I earn and I'm on a lot of cash. I am
fridge.
So
mixed. Trust you to have a Notions fridge.
That is not a Notions fridge. Every house in the country has one of those fridges that has water and ice.
Oh my God, no way. I don't have one. I've only seen them in two houses, yours and one other person. Notions.
What? Next time you come over to my house, I'm not giving you ice cold water and I'll set my vacuum robot on you.
Case and point, my friend.
Yeah, there's no guesses right anyway. So
all right,
far,
okay.
No.
We need the answer.
What are we talking about?
The answer.
I don't know.
We've given up, yeah. So 17% of Irish people say that eating a full fry-up, that cheers them up when they're having a bad day.
I did That's not see that coming.
There you go.
Yeah, comforting. Comforting.
Comfort food.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice. All right, well done. Nobody got it right, so nobody wins this surprise prize.
What was the surprise?
It was the one and only surprise time that we're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
No, we're joking. There was no prize for that.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Not going to lie, I'm absolutely loving our new game, Rhyme It, where you can win the mystery bag. What's in that bag? It's a mystery. It's whatever's in Una's drawers because she is a hoarder and it's always stacked full of stuff. And we just clear it out on a Friday and whoever has the highest score at the end of the week gets to get that bag.
Rhyme it, just a little bit, no, all of it.
Claire's playing this morning in Killybegs. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Hi, good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
Did you picnic it up over the weekend?
Pardon?
Were you at Electric Picnic over the weekend?
Oh, God, no. I'm not.
You weren't? All right, okay. The footage looks amazing.
It looks brilliant, yeah. It really does.
Yeah, I think the nice surprise was Dermot Kennedy's just showing up. It's like, how is...
And singing with the Cranberries.
Yeah.
It was really good. Lewis Capaldi was seen backstage then.
I thought he was going to come out too, but no, he... I guess.
I heard he's just working. He's working this morning down directing the traffic out of the campsite. Is what I heard he's doing.
Really?
Now it's only a rumor. It may not be true, but if he is doing it, I say fair play because he'd be really good at that job. All right. Your daughter's home from New York, I believe.
Yeah, she was home and she's gone. She went back yesterday morning or Saturday morning.
Oh, are you lonesome?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you know, I know she loves there, so. And plus, I get the chance to go out and see her, so.
Exactly! Yeah, you're looking at it in all the right ways. What part of New York is she in, may I ask, be nosy?
She's in Queens, yeah.
I lived in Queens.
Did you live in Queens?
Astoria, yeah.
Oh, nice. Astoria's nice.
She lives in Astoria as well.
Does she?
Yeah, she works in the city, but she lives in Astoria.
That was me too. Worked in the city and I lived in Astoria.
New York!
Oh, God.
Okay, all right.
Okay, right, let's do this, Claire. We're rooting for you. Come on, Killy Bags.
Thank you.
We're going to give you a word. Are we on speakerphone by any chance?
You are, should I take you off then?
Yeah, it means that we can hear you properly then, because what happens is on the speakerphone, it cuts out the background noise, which makes you sound like you're in a different room.
Oh, okay. Is that better?
Oh, my God.
Much better.
It's like
so
as if you're in the room beside us, Claire.
Oh, well, that's better then.
All right, now you're too close. All right, I'm joking. All right, Claire, what we're going to do, we're going to give you 30 seconds to answer as many as you can. We're going to give you a word, and every answer has to rhyme with that word, all right?
Sure. Okay.
All right, your word is?
Pin.
As in P-I-N. All right, your 30 seconds start now. Go.
You put rubbish in it.
Bin.
Cans are made of this.
Tin.
Part of your leg you cover playing football.
Shin.
Stacey's uncle in Gavin and Stacey.
Bryn.
Another name for a guest house or hotel.
An inn.
When you and your siblings were born together, you are a what?
Twin.
When you turn around on the spot, you what?
Spin.
A cheeky and over-the-top smile.
Grin.
Snakes shed this.
I didn't hear that.
Time is up. You have got an amazing score of 7.
Oh wow!
It's 8.
No, you would have got 8, except you said Rin for Stacey's.
No, she didn't. She said Bryn.
She said Rin.
No, I heard Bryn. No, you got.
I heard Bryn as well. Yeah.
No, sorry.
I heard Bryn.
Okay.
I'm vetoing you, Stephen Cooper.
All right.
I was like, that's the first day.
Oh my God, Claire, he's trying to do you dirty. I'm so sorry. That's just the type of man he is. And it's a Monday as well. He doesn't enjoy them. So he's taking it out on you, Claire. Oh my God. You look at yourself. And Claire's daughter got back to New York.
If he has any frustration, he'll be all right.
All right, everyone needs to calm down. It's not my drawers you're going through and taking surprises away from me. So, okay, well, listen, if the majority say 8,
aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, so Claire, it's going to be hard to beat at 8. But listen, so far you are looking like you're going to get iRadio's mystery bag with Una's drawers contents in there. So very best to luck to you, and hopefully we'll be chatting to you on Friday with that prize, all right?
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank
Cheers.
You.
Have an amazing week. Look after yourself.
And you,
Cheers.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye, Claire. Bye.
I'm pretty sure she said Rin.
She said Bryn, 100%. Bryn, we'll go back. And if you want to go over it and listen back to it, you can.
We will.
Oh my days.
Simple as that. We'll go back and we'll listen.
It's going to be a tribunal.
Yes. All right. If you'd like to play Rhyme It and have that conflict in your life, 087-1102-107. Just be nice to each other, Una.
Yeah, just be nice.
Don't be jumping down each other's throats.
I'm not jumping down. You're jumping down my throat.
I'm not. I just said, if you missed it, we played Rhyme It, which is our game where you are given a series of questions that you have to answer within 30 seconds, and every answer has to rhyme with a particular word. Today's word that you were given was pin, P-I-N. And one of the questions was, Stacey's uncle in Gavin and Stacey is called?
Bryn.
Bryn. And our caller Claire, I heard her say Rin.
No, she clearly said Bryn.
Okay, so without anybody jumping all over this as well, okay, without everybody jumping all over it, let's just take down the music, have a listen, and I'm hearing Rin, but the two of you are hearing
Bryn.
Bryn. I don't hear a B in this, so maybe I'm mad, or maybe you two are mad, so it can be equal. 087-1102-107.
Stacey's uncle in Gavin and Stacey.
Rin.
Okay, so I'm not hearing a B there, I'm hearing Rin. Listen.
Rin.
No. You see, I'm hearing B, Bryn. Listen.
Bryn.
Bryn.
I'm hearing
Bryn, but it's the because the Rin is emphasised, you're not getting much of the B.
Bryn.
But you're getting Bryn. A little Bryn. You're getting a little bit of B.
Bryn.
Yeah.
A little bit of B.
Bryn.
No, 087-1102-107. Are you hearing Bryn or Glyn?
Bryn.
It's Rin.
It's clearly Bryn. You need to do something with all that wax.
Have we split the nation up? Are we breaking up after this?
I think so.
So in our game, we asked the question. Here's the question.
Stacey's uncle in Gavin and Stacey
is called
Bryn.
Yeah, but our answer that we got in was
Bryn.
So you, Bryn. No, that's Rin.
No, it's Bryn.
That is Rin.
Bryn.
All right. Bryn. So lots of WhatsApps coming in to see is it Rin or Bryn?
Bryn.
Yeah.
I'm with Cooper on this one. There's no B in that. It's definitely Rin.
Definitely Rin?
Nah.
Yep.
I was working last night and the cold absolutely went through me, so I'm all snuffly and
cup of tea.
Dying of the flu.
Oh.
But that is 100% Rin.
Yeah.
You can even hear it. Rin.
Rin.
No, because Cooper put it in your ears beforehand because he said it's Rin. So when you listen to it, you were expecting to hear Rin. So that's what your brain thought it was. But actually, when you really listen, it's Bryn. And there's a little B and a big R. So maybe that's why, you know, she used a little bit of
so
B.
So if I keep saying Bryn, Bryn, Bryn.
Bryn.
There, yeah.
And then you hear
then you Rin. Hear Bryn.
No, that's Rin.
Bryn.
Rin.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're having this fight. You were such a petty man.
That's because all of everybody's agreeing with me and the only people who's not agreeing with you is yourself.
And Donal.
Yeah, Donal and you. What?
There was WhatsApps in saying it's Bryn. It's the Donegal accent.
If it's not a voice note, it doesn't count.
Oh.
You're on iMornings
with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
All the crack crammed into one bite.
Auntie Una is always a buzz. It's a vibe. It's where people ask Auntie Una for her opinion and her advice on something that's going on in their life.
I have a friend in front of me and her name is Una. And on a Monday now, she turns into Auntie Una. What's going on?
This is juicy.
All right.
Hey, Auntie Oons, I need some help here. I'm so confused. I've been chatting to this girl for a few weeks. She's savage, absolutely banging. She's got good chat and is well up for a slag. She'd get on well with the lads, like. Anyway, we met up last week in town to go for a bite to eat. She ordered a steak well done, bit off-putting, but okay. When the food arrived, I nearly fell off my chair with the shock of what I was seeing in front of me. She picked up her steak with her hands and chomped down on it. I didn't know where to look. I made up an excuse that I had to leave early. Things were going so well up until then. I just can't get the image out of my mind. What should I do? Declan.
She picked up the steak like a burger.
Yeah, by the sounds of it. At least she's not shy about getting stuck in. You know what I mean? Fair play to her.
Yeah, I know, but this, I think table manners are quite important. Oh, there you go. You've
boring.
Rolled your eyes. You can't have a debate about something and just say boring. And
can't
think,
do. I do it with my twins
boring.
All the time. That's all they say
That's
to me.
Boring.
Boring.
You're boring.
Boring. So I'm going to say it to you. Yeah, but I mean...
I'm not four.
Okay, so she tackled her steak like a caveman.
Yeah.
I think that is to be admired.
What?
Well, she was bold enough to grab a steak with her bare hands. She doesn't care what people think. She obviously enjoys and appreciates her food. I mean, you can say it's bad table manners and if it was in front of me and someone picked up the steak. Yeah, I mean, I could understand the nibbling the bits at the end, but maybe not the entire steak.
Oh, you use a knife and fork, especially when you're in a restaurant. Like, we even discussed this about pizza as well. You knife and fork in a restaurant. Because that's the way the Italians do it, that they don't pick it up with their feet like Neanderthals doing it.
Oh my, I'd actually be embarrassed if I was in a restaurant with you and you started cutting up your pizza with a knife and fork.
Well, somebody has to cut it.
You don't need to cut it. You just bite it. Anyway, getting away from the pizza. I'm back to the steak.
Yeah.
What should Declan do? He's a bit... He says he can't get the image out of my mind. I suppose, firstly, has anyone else ever witnessed this? Or have they eaten... Do they eat their steak like a burger?
Has anyone else gone out with this lady and also dumped her?
Oh, stop. It's not a break-upable offence. It's not a dumping offence. Especially if they were getting on so well. And it was just this one time. This one time. He's judging her on her manners.
Yeah. Okay.
087-1102-107. What should Declan do?
What should Declan do? Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
No, it's like you'd ask her to stop. No, don't eat a steak with like a burger.
You couldn't
or
ask
sandwich.
Her to. Would you be so rude if you asked her to stop?
She'd break him in half. 087-1102-107. What should poor Declan do? I think he's frightened of his girlfriend who picks up a steak and eats it like a sandwich. Auntie Una, what is going on in these people's lives?
So Declan has been in touch. He went out on a date with this lovely girl the other night. He described her as savage, absolutely banging. great chat. But they met up for a bite to eat and she ordered the steak. And she didn't eat the steak the conventional way with a knife and fork. She just picked it up and just ate it like you'd eat a burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Each to their own. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but still, this is like, just eat it with a knife and fork.
Like, who says so, man? Society? Why? You know, don't look at me like that.
All right, what are you saying?
Declan, pal, you'd want to man up there and cop onto yourself.
Oh.
Big wow, she eats her steak with her hands. Wouldn't it be worse if she was eating salad with her hands?
Yeah. Eating salad with her hands. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I get that. There is a salad kind of it's a Chinese dish that you eat with your hands. It's a lettuce and it behaves like a cup, kind of like a wrap, and you put your filling inside it, so you do hold it.
It sounds notiony.
Everything I do sounds notiony.
Yeah, well, that's because everything you do is notiony.
You better believe
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Hey guys,
how are you?
From the sounds of that, it's obviously she's just not able to use a knife.
Oh God.
So she just picks up the steak and eats it, but maybe he could offer to cut her steak for her the next time. If that doesn't work, then I don't know. Maybe she has to go.
How would you feel, Una, if you're on a date and your date says, do you want me to cut up your steak for you?
I wouldn't like it. I would feel judged for eating the steak like a burger.
Yeah.
You know, and if that you person isn't ready to accept my choices in life, well, then they're not for me. If I want to eat my steak like a burger, I'm going to do it. I mean, just because society says you need to use a knife and fork. Like, back in the caveman eras, we didn't have knife and fork.
Sorry, the cave people. You can't say that, you know.
Sorry, okay. I'm sorry. All right. I'm saying leave the girl alone and let her do whatever she wants.
All right, well, let's get one more.
Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of barbarian is that one eating a steak like that? And getting it well done as well. Like, geez, you'd be chewing on that joint like a bloody T-Rex. It does remind me of that nun that comes in to Father Ted as his sister or something, and she's caught eating the Easter eggs on the floor. Just imagine your mom sitting there with a big T-bone in her gob.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, I suppose, what can you do? Your advice as Auntie Una is like, you do you, girl.
Don't let
anyone say anything else. All right, okay.
Told you it was juicy.
Just like her steak was not juicy, it was overdone and burnt.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooperid Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Every day I look forward to Truth or Trash because you just never know what kind of nonsense is going to come out of Una's mouth. And do you know what? Today, she did not disappoint.
Truth or Trash. All right, okay. Good voices on you all today. Everybody joining in. Good vibes. All right, Donald, what have you got for us for your Truth or Trash this morning?
My fact today, we're used to kissing, all of us people.
None of us have ever kissed.
Oh, have you not? Oh, well, that's strange how you've managed to have kids. There you go.
Oh, I thought you meant
the three of us. That's what you implied. You said we're used to kissing.
As in people kissing other people.
Oh, okay.
I don't know, you've got to be careful the way you phrase things.
Oh,
I could have a lawsuit on my hands.
Careful the way you take things. Yeah, okay. My fact is, off the back of kissing, not all cultures kiss how we kiss. Some cultures kiss by biting off each other's eyelashes, and that's a kiss.
Biting off each other's eyelashes?
A little nibble of the eyelash.
That's like something from a horror film.
It's beautiful, Una, if you think about it. It's powerful.
No, how is that powerful? You're taking your teeth to someone's eyelashes.
Affection.
And tearing it off. No, dude, it's torture.
So there are some cultures that will rub noses as a...
Oh, Eskimo kisses. Love those.
You can't say Eskimo.
What?
You can't say Eskimo.
Inuits.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, they rub noses.
And yeah, it's beautiful.
It is lovely. And then you have the French who will kiss either side of the face.
That's still a kiss, though. Yeah.
Yes, we still call French kiss and all tongues are lashing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yo-ho!
and French letter as well. You know, French letter was the term for...
A Johnny.
Yeah, a Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh,
the poor old French can also do
a condom.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got that bit. Thanks. Yeah.
All right. Are we biting each other's eyelashes?
I'm going to say trash because it's awful.
Okay. I'm going to say true, and I'm locking that in.
It is true. Yeah. Notably, in Papua New Guinea, the islanders there, they bite and nibble eyelashes during moments of intimacy. This is a form of caress, demonstrating the kissing is not a universal human behaviour.
Someone's got to get him that book that you like.
What book?
You know, the Kama Sutra.
the book that I like.
Yeah, there ain't no biting of eyelashes in there. Sure.
Do you find that in my drawer?
Yeah, somebody can win that this week. Oh my God, imagine. All right. Okay. All right, you ready for me fact?
Yeah.
You know water guns, you know, like a water pistol?
Aye.
They were invented for cyclists.
Why?
Because cyclists were frightened of dogs and they needed to scare the dogs away.
Oh. Absolute trash. 100% trash.
I think this sounds like an American thing of dogs being chasing you and stuff, and I can imagine it being true, yeah. Because they say spray it in the face of a dog for deterrent to stop it being bad.
Was it invented for cyclists, though? That's the fact.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm going to say I think it could be true.
Lock it in.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't for cyclists, but it was designed to scare away dogs.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, oh, doggies are at me. He's not at me anymore.
Then they went, kids will enjoy these as well, yay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, that's your fact.
Yeah.
My turn.
Wow.
That's a good fact.
All right, we've run out of time anyway, so we don't have time to listen to your made-up fact.
It's not made up.
All right, yeah, go on.
The Tua de Danann.
Pardon?
I'm sorry?
The Tua de Danann.
Mm.
Do you know who the Tua de Danann were, don't you?
No.
They were a mythical race in Irish mythology, often described as gods or supernatural people who inhabited Ireland. And they were fairies as well, and they lived under the land. So, the Tua de Danann believed eating meat with your hands gave you animal strength. That's why their warriors never used a knife. And in fact, there are parts of Roscommon and Longford where the Trail of the Thorn goes through that still eat their meat with their hands because of the beliefs going back, dating back hundreds of years with the Tua de Danann.
I don't believe the last bit.
You don't believe the last... Have you not seen the signs for the Trail of the Thorn?
No, I can imagine they are real. I can believe that bit.
What signs doesn't like watch out for the Tua de Danann?
No,
Tua de Danann crossing.
No, the Thorn Trail where the bull went.
Pardon?
You don't know your Irish mythology.
Clearly not.
Clearly. You've never heard of the Tua de Danann.
No, I don't know. I just saw you read that off Wikipedia, so you obviously don't know it either.
I do know that they lived under the land.
Never heard of that.
Before the Celts came. You've never heard of the Tua de Danann?
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is just shocking. What did they teach you in school?
To eat with a knife and fork, that's for sure. And to flush the toilet with the lid down. All the basic things in life. Nothing to do with the Tua de Danann. Which also sounds like which sounds like it's got the LKZI immunitas in it. And it's good for your gut bacteria.
Don't slag the Tua de Danann. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
Any fairy fort you pass now, the Tua de Danann is going to get you. No, I saw an interview with a woman on it recently, and she was talking about the Tua de Danann and the fairies and stuff. So be careful. Yeah.
I'm going to say trash.
Do you want to hear my fact
WhatsApp's,
again?
No. WhatsApp's are lighting up and saying that you're away with the fairies. All right. I'm saying no. Lock her up. Go on. Lock her up, I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're both saying trash.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you both be right.
Right.
There we go.
Okay.
We started this with not believing your fact before we even heard it.
Yeah. But in some cultures... they ate their meat with their hands because they did think that it gave them the strength of the animal. Or maybe I made that up as well. I can't remember.
I think you did.
Yeah.
I think
I did.
I think you're confusing eyelashes with...
Yeah, I do know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. That is.
But the two of Dannon, though, that's real. Go and go investigate that. Go research the
I'll
two of Dannon.
Yeah. Okay. That's Truth or Trash. That was wild as always. I absolutely loved it. It's riding a bareback horse. That is. All right. Hold tight.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
If you were listening to last week, and maybe you want to check back the podcast, when we said we'd do a remix of a voice note of a takeaway order, there was a case of mistaken identity. It was bizarre. Check it out.
During the week last week, we had a lot of fun with, I don't know how it came up in conversation, but Una was talking about a takeaway order, which was chips, stuffing, garlic.
It was a Truth or Trash fact off the back of that, and stuffing, and we were like, stuffing?
Yeah,
what?
Nobody's, and I was like, nobody eats that, nobody's ever heard of that, and then we got this WhatsApp in.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
All right, we were inspired by that. And it was just like, oh, you should remix that. I'm like, oh, yeah. So we did do the remix, and we brought Alan on Friday. We played him the full remix. Here's a clip.
Chips, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Chips, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Chips, pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it. Chips, pepper sauce, cheese,
my flow goes silly like Jester. B tell me that I'm ill cause I'm Esther. Underdog, 016 Leicester. Bro's got a job, I'm for man like Leicester. I'm a big baller, my name in the Yes.
So the full version is currently up on SoundCloud and it's making its way to Spotify as we speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so we then spoke to Alan, who, Donal, you've been in contact with Alan.
Yeah, for about a week.
The whole week, you know, back and forth, trying to get a time to chat to Alan to make sure he's good to come on air.
Yeah, and talking about the voice note itself and the remix.
You know, the original voice note.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
Absolutely love it, you know?
Yeah.
And so on Friday morning, it happened because it was hard because he was between work times, school runs, and everything like that.
Yeah, we couldn't get him.
Yeah, there was only a certain window. It was like a transfer window with the Premiership. We got him on, and we played him his voice note. We talked about him eating that food.
Yeah,
and then we played him the full remix, the full song.
Yeah,
and he's like, absolutely love it. It's fantastic.
And he gave you permission to use it for the song.
Permission to use it, and I was delighted with this. And then we went into the rest of the show, played some more music, and we got a voice note. And what's the voice note say, Donald?
No, it was a message, and it said, oh, that's not actually me. That's not my voice note.
You were chatting to the wrong Alan for an entire week.
Yeah.
But I have so much respect for that guy who came on.
He just went along with
it. And just went along with it, which was absolutely amazing. So the other Alan then has since been in touch, the actual one who left the voice note.
I go for it, surely.
Oh, yeah?
What's the royalty situation here?
No royalties. it is so. It's a case of mistaken identity for the entire week. It made us smile. So what we're looking? Have you ever been mistaken for somebody and just gone along with it? All right. We are talking about mistaken identity because after we spoke to Niall on Friday about the chips, stuffing, cheese remix that we spent an entire week making, we spoke to the wrong Niall. But Niall just came on air, just went along with it, and then he messaged us after saying, guys, that wasn't me. What? We got loads of WhatsApps coming in on 087 110 207. It's like that guy that ended up on the BBC who was there for a job interview and was mistaken for an expert who was good to go on for an actual interview on the BBC News. Yeah, so this guy's name was Guy Goma. He became an absolute internet sensation 10 years ago now. He got mixed up for Guy Cuny, who was meant to come on for an interview. So imagine arriving at the BBC, your name is Guy Coma, and they're looking for a Guy Cumi, and he's like, I'm here for an interview, and they just think he's there for the interview to go on to television. And your man just like, he nails it though, he went along with us.
Well, Guy Cuny is the editor of the technology website News Wireless. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Were you surprised by this verdict today?
I'm very surprised to see this verdict to come
on me, because I wasn't expecting that.
He wasn't expecting any of this live on BBC News. So last week we were talking to, it was Niall, wasn't it? No, sorry, it was Alan who was,
Alan, yeah.
There we go, mistaking people again. Alan who sent us a voice note, which we absolutely loved. And this voice note went like this.
Hi, go for it.
All right, here you ready for it? Here he goes.
Bit of chips, bit of stuffing, bit of pepper sauce, cheese, couldn't beat it.
And we were challenged then to actually remix it.
Chip, stuffing, pepper sauce, cheese.
Not only did it get a remix, it got a full actual song devoted to it. Whole week in production.
It sounds good, yeah.
It was class. The full version will be on Spotify. It got the approval yesterday, the thumbs up. I'm just waiting for it to go up. And we were looking at other cases of mistaken identity, because you were talking to Alan all week, and Alan even came on air and said how much he loved it, how much he loved the chips, stuff, and pepper sauce and cheese, the whole lot. He went full hog with it, and we're just like, and then afterwards he was like, lads, that wasn't me. That was a different Alan.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Thanks. Yeah, so we're looking for other kind of versions of mistaken identity. This came from Lenny, which is class.
Hi guys, it's Lenny from Mayo.
Who?
In my mid-20s, there was a major mistake one time. I got a call. Mm-hmm. And when I answered a call, it was a guy offering me a job. So I said yes, and I went in for an interview. No CV whatsoever, sat down, just shook hands, did the interview, talked about past work. It was security at the time. And I left about a week later. Got a call to come in, sign contracts. I sat down. I was reading over the contract. As you do, you kind of gloss over it. And then I noticed the name on the bottom, and I went, that's not my name. The person on the other side of the table kind of stuttered, looked, and went, oh, very sorry, we'll change that. If you just cross that out and put your name there. You knew they were severely embarrassed, but they wouldn't want to admit it. And I started the job. About a month later, my friend joined the same company. The job was for him originally. It was his name on the bottom of the contract, but I never said anything.
Go on, Lenny.
I lasted about 2 years in that job. And they messed up on contracts badly, but they were a great firm to work for. Just shows you need a proper HR team.
Why?
And actually say the name of the person when you ring them.
Yeah, lesson learned in that. I don't know, anybody who's offering any jobs to anybody, have you never seen the movie School of Rock, when Jack Black got the call for the substitute teacher?
Oh yeah.
And they're like, is Ned Schneebly there? Oh no, he's not here at the moment. Why? He goes, oh, we have a job offer for him. Oh, what does this job pay? Oh, about 50 grand a year. I think, all right, Jack, hang on a second, I think you hear Ned coming, and he's just like,
hello, this is Ned Schneebly.
It's brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing all those. Love us.
Missed the show?
No biggie.
We've rolled up all the best bits.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolled.
Well, there's our podcast for a Monday. I hope you enjoyed it, and thanks so much for listening and following and hitting subscribe. We love to see it. Share it, and we'll see you tomorrow morning on iRadio from 6 till 10 a.m. And there'll be a podcast again after the show. Thanks.